Intervju Radija Študent.
Zdravljamo vas v Eraš intervjuju. Simon, tukaj za mikrofonom, ob meni je Joe Kittley iz DOA, ki bojo danes igrali skupaj z Exploited pa še enim bendom v Gala Hali. Hello, Joe.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing well, and you?
Good, nice to be here. It was a long drive, but we made it, so it should be a good show tonight at the Gala Hala.
Yeah, I'm sure.
No.
I saw you in 83.
Oh,
first
yeah, I
time.
Think 84.
84?
It was 84 we played here.
In
yes.
Ljubljana, huh?
I don't remember the name of the hall, but it was crazy. We'd never really seen anything like it. It was a very good show.
Yeah, the hall is called Dom Svobode.
Okay.
The Hall of Freedom.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Right. Okay. Yeah, we had played in Zagreb, and then we took the train, and we played here in Ljubljana. And the next day on the way to Milan, we got arrested by the Italian police, and they tried to keep us and take away our passports. And you know, then we got free and played Milan and went home. So yeah, it was a very memorable end of a tour, for sure. Especially being in at the time it was Yugoslavia, and it was all one federation. And
this
is a great time to come to. We've been here like I think at 84. 85 maybe, and 1990, and I think 1998 and or 99 and 2002, so six times.
In 85 you already have selling the t-shirts with the slogan
Talk Minus Action or
Equals Zero.
Yeah, the same thing that were the new album is called Talk Minus Action Equals Zero. It was like a phrase on like an anarchist magazine, and we asked them if we could use it, and them being anarchists, they said, sure, well, it's not ours. The world is owned by the people in the world, that kind of thing.
Yeah, but this phrase is yours, you're living that phrase, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's pretty well, yeah, for sure, right? So, I mean, it's like, yeah, that's kind of what we do, we just try and go and cause trouble and stir things up.
Before we started the interview, we heard the song from your first EP.
Yeah. Oh, Nazi Training Camp. Yeah.
Woke Up Screaming was the song?
No, it was called Nazi Training Camp.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And it's first song on side two, I think. Second, okay, on side, okay, sorry. I haven't looked at it in a while, but yeah, it was Nazi training camp, right? So
after 25 years, you're coming back to roots, as I read something somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. Musical
roots.
Musically, yeah. And, you know, and then philosophically, we've always been the same. You know, like, you know, politics, that hasn't changed, right? So it's still the same, same kind of thing that, you know, we try to speak up for people, you know, especially people that have a hard time speaking up, right? And it's all about like freedom.
Maybe we should hear the first song from the new album.
Sure.
To make some
reference to that. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Yeah. That's a good one.
That's why I'm an atheist. The
yeah,
new album coming on the 8th June?
Yes, 8th of June on Social Bomb Records in Germany, or also on, I run a label called Sudden Death Records in Canada, but we distribute all over the place. But yeah, new album, Talk Minus Action Equals Zero, and the album, the song is That's Why I'm an Atheist. Well, I wrote it about how stupid religion is. And how it usually is, or in large part, it can be just a reason to fight a war, or to make money, or abuse people, you know, as we've seen evidence a lot lately with the Catholic Church. And the Pope, you know, is an idiot.
Yeah, but DOA almost become like religion, because... As I heard, the Vancouver's mayor made a day, DOA Day,
yeah.
On the 21st of December in 2002.
In 2002, said. That's right, yeah, December 21st.
So you are celebrating every year from that friend then?
Yeah, we have a party, uh-huh. Right? You know, have a few beer, right? Uh-huh. So, yeah, you know, the thing is that people in Canada, especially in Vancouver, like DOA is part of the music and almost like it's part of the culture there because we've been around so long, and that it's sort of like DOA's the Vancouver's protest band. When something is really messed up, well, we should get DOA to play at this protest or on a strike type thing for like workers' rights or when people need help. So, and Vancouver had a bad image as not being a fun place. So the mayor's first act in office was to declare DOA Day, which was pretty funny. I was pretty shocked.
Yeah, I was shocked too when I read.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's the symbolism is very important. You became like a very important person in your country.
In the area,
yeah, because of your deeds.
Well, I mean, because we stuck at it and didn't give up, and that's a big thing about politics and or life. Same thing that if you believe in something, then you should not stop. You should carry on, and when I'm old, really old, then I'll probably still be doing this in some form or other. You know, maybe it won't be a live rock band. Maybe it'll be acoustic guitar. You know what I mean? But it's the same ideas and sentiment.
In one of your interviews, I heard that your political engagement was started in early 70s.
Yeah, like 1971, 72, with Greenpeace at the time was protesting a nuclear bomb testing by the American government up near Alaska on the West Coast, which is where we live, right? And they got kids in high school to come and march around the American embassy, you know, like, fuck you, right, type thing, right? No bombs, no nukes. And I was 16, and I just went on this protest march, right? And so it kind of went from there, you know. But I knew that from my brother and sister, because my brother and sister, they played a lot of North American folk music, which had a lot of politics in it, right? So, I mean, and to me, this punk rock is an update of folk music. It's mm-hmm. fast, loud, but it has something to say that's important. You know what I mean? Because the folk music of every era or time, century...
Has a message.
As a message, yeah, and it tells a story of what's happening with the people. And that's what attracted me to punk rock when I heard it in like 1976, 77, around there, right?
So DOA has a political, musical message. And we heard before a new piece from a new album. And
yeah.
Now we're going back with the song DOA.
Yeah, okay,
from
cool.
Hardcore. 81.
Yeah, that was an interesting album because it, like the whole kind of movement of hardcore punk was kind of born.
Okay, just a little bit. Yeah. We will hear the first this song.
Sure.
After we will talk about it.
Okay, sure.
Thank you. DOA from Hardcore 81.
Yeah, opening track, I think. So yeah, it's like that album, we had done our first album in 1980, and we started hearing this like phrase around when because we played in California all the time, like in Los Angeles and San Francisco, and a guy wrote this article said, yeah, hardcore punk. It's a new type of punk rock. It has bands like DOA, The Circle Jerks, Dead Kennedys, The Avengers, Black Flag, Minor Threat. So, but most of the bands were from the West Coast, between Vancouver and San Diego, like up and down the Pacific. And so we thought, yeah, let's name the album Hardcore 81. And we did like a whole tour like around North America. And we did a festival with us, Black Flag, and 7 Seconds. And the whole phrase for hardcore kind of started from there. Yeah.
And DOA was the first band who used this expression. Formerly in media.
Yeah, we did like an album and like a long like 50 show tour in Canada and the United States, and then it kind of what we say in English, when something becomes popular, it gets into the common vernacular, which is like the way people talk and think about things. And I mean, obviously, people associate all stuff like Black Flag and Minor Threat and then the Bad Brains. You know, the really great bands of that era, you know, from 78 to 85 or whatever, is a really good era of punk rock, right? So, yeah, and that this popularized the phrase, right? So,
and hardcore was different than English punk rock.
Yes, it was more straightforward, and English punk rock, to me, which was really good. I mean, that's first stuff I heard, besides the Ramones were the first band I heard. You know, they were the fathers of the whole thing, if you ask me, besides Iggy Pop, right? But the English punk rock was a little bit more like slower and pub rock and, you know, the way Oi sounds. But hardcore was, think of like DOA, Black Flag, Circle Jerks. It was like very fast and, you know, crazy.
Yeah.
So and the bands acted differently too. Like they didn't. Not everybody had a mohawk. I mean, nothing wrong with mohawks, but they looked different. They didn't look like English punks, and they didn't look like New York punks. It was like West Coast punk rock.
Now tonight we will see this difference.
That's a really good point. Yeah.
You're playing with the Exploited.
Right. Well, that's really what's really cool about that is the Exploited were like one of the best bands, definitely of the second generation of English punk. And unless I'm mistaken, I believe they started like in 81, 82 around there. They became popular in the whole Barmy Army and that whole thing. And Fuck the USA was a big song and all that, right? And we have played with them
they
before.
They still wear the mohawks, sorry.
Yeah, they have mohawks, right? So, you know, okay. That's fine, that's cool. Yeah, no, I like the Exploited. The funny thing is the last time we played with the Exploited was in 1984. So I haven't seen Waddy for 26 years. So it was nice to see him again. It's a bit of a time, you know. That's a long period of time, right?
Okay, maybe enough about Exploited, and we can go.
Well, they're there tonight. It's going to be a great show with the first band is
Al's Black Cats.
That's right, Al's Black Cats and DOA and the Exploited at the Galahalla.
Yeah. Maybe we should hear another song from the new album. What do you think?
Sure. How about
what do you think? Maybe
track number 3.
Is called
They Hate Punk Rock.
They hate punk rock. Guess they think we really suck. They hate punk rock. The guys who said mohawk. They hate punk rock. They hate
They Hate Punk Rock from the new album, Talk Minus Action Equals Zero.
Yeah, I'm really happy with that one. I think it's pretty cool, right? So
it's short, fast, yeah. It's loud.
Like it's like the old days.
Hardcore rock.
Exactly, right? So, yeah.
Cool. So we already said something about tonight's event.
Yeah.
About Exploited and the Black Cats.
Owls, Black Cats, yeah. American guys, right? So it'd be nice to see them, right? So yeah.
You know them?
I don't, but I just met them. Seem like nice guys, right?
So, cool. What to say?
Well, okay, so here we are. It's like DOA's been going 32 years. We started in 1978, and this new album is our 13th album, and we basically kind of started the world tour here in Europe. We arrived about 4 days ago, played in Germany in Karlsruhe. And interestingly enough, on May 1st, we played in Zurich, Switzerland, at an open air thing. But it was an illegal protest show.
On the workers?
Yeah, Workers' Day, May Day. And that's like the release of the album day was May Day, right? And the concert was going along fine. It's like 2,000 people outdoors for the May Day thing. And then the whole area, which was a small park, got surrounded by 1,000 policemen in riot gear with rubber bullets, batons, riot shields, and water cannon trucks and all that kind of thing. And they closed the cordon in. When that happened, we ran into the hall and with our guitars. And then they actually ended up, you know, beat some people and ended up arresting 400 people in Zurich.
400 people?
400 people.
Shit.
You know, so
the Europe is in the flames.
It's like pretty strange that, and the people there, like the punks and anarchists, and there's older people there too, like, you know, communists, socialists, right? They, and kids, there's kids 5 years old, you know, little kids, and the police didn't care. They just sort of marched in, but the people there were not doing anything wrong. They were just, but they're having this protest show. But in Zurich, it's all about money, because the banking, yeah. And they, you know, it's the banking center of the world, right? So, you know, besides New York, and I guess the police wanted to teach everybody a lesson.
Today started a general strike in Greece.
Yeah, I know. It's like it's crazy what's going on in Greece, right? You know, and then they will have a tough time. Like any time the IMF, International Monetary Fund, lays down rules, the rules are very strict. And it's really tough on people. And it's always really tough on people who don't have much. You know, like poor people really suffer because all the money for hospitals or like for schools or stuff to help people, that disappears. And the only thing they have the money for is to kind of basically run the government and the military.
So you know. Zurich.
Yeah.
Greece.
So yeah.
And I Canada, hope America is better there.
The United States is in rough shape. There's a one of the song you hear right now in the background is called "I Live in a Car." That's the new video that we did. It was on the screen there. Funnily enough, I'm actually a policeman in the video.
Yeah, right?
So,
you're an actor.
Yeah, it's I did some acting, right? Anyways, "I Live in a Car" is about people I've met or know and I've read about that actually lost their houses, and there's quite a lot of people in the United States that live in their cars now because they don't have a house. Canada's in a bit better shape. Like the whole recession, downturn, for a bunch of reasons, didn't really affect Canada very much. It did, but not really bad like in Greece or the United States or Ireland, you know, like it is now.
Okay, maybe we should hear this one.
Sure.
Arnie, I live in a car.
I think it's track number 4 on the new one. I live in a car.
My kids.
Quiet on the end of the interview, and
yeah.
So it's your time.
We'll keep it. Yeah, okay, so tonight, DOA, at the show tonight, the Gala Hala with Owls, Black Cats, and Exploited. We will probably play about three or four new ones, and then a whole bunch of cuts from Hardcore 81 and from Bloody But Unbowed, and kind of one song from each album type thing, right? So it's like... It's a lot of the original stuff and a few new ones, and it's like, hey, we just go out there and try and kick ass. And, you know, we talk to people about the politics, and I think people have pretty good English down here, so hopefully I don't have too many beer and they can understand what I'm saying, right? It later on might be tough, right?
Yeah, okay.
DOA still likes to party a bit too, right? So, yeah.
Okay, nice. So, people... ljudje, pridite na koncert DOA, Exploited, pa Alave, Črne mačke bojo tudi tam. Mi smo poslovili zdaj z Singing in the Rain.
Right, which is a classic when you think the famous movie Clockwork Orange, which is kind of really a lot of the punk rock type stuff was kind of bit in it. I don't know, it's got a bit of that mentality to it. Not all the bad side too either, right? But so we got the idea of Singing in the Rain from that. And it's also like the theme from like an old Gene Kelly movie where the guy dances in the street. It's very famous in North America, right? And Wimpy, my old bass player, who sings for the Canadian Subhumans. Here, you can hear it. Let's listen. But we'll see you tonight at the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hvala. Thank you.
Yeah, Joe. Thank you very much, Simone. Thank you, Aaron. Yeah, cool.
Hvala Arni, hvala Simon, čau, se vidimo.
Intervju Radija Študent.